to city, state to state, coast to coast, picking up passengers along the way. It's the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. Glad you're tuned in to the number one podcast throughout the state of Kansas. Bring you the latest in scores, updates, and highlights, all right here on the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast with your host and your favorite conductor, Anthony Smith. And that show is getting ready to start right now.
Who ready?
I'm ready.
Who ready?
I'm ready.
Well, give me my darn theme music.
The best in all of college football.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time.
The A-Train Sports Talk Podcast, your host, your conductor, Anthony Smith. And yeah, it is that time again, the high school football blitz scoreboard show from this past weekend's plethora of games across the state of Kansas. Hope you were able to get out and enjoy a game, take in the sights and sounds, the smells of the concession stand, the sounds of the hard-hitting football, and the sweet melodic sounds of the marching band, as all of it is geared to do one thing: entertain you, the consumer, the ones who paid to get in and watch the game. Once again, Anthony Smith here, the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast, starting things off with the high school football blitz. And yeah, trust me, this particular high school football blitz is going to be one that you will never want to forget. You will probably share it and play with others, because not only am I going to give you the scores, you might even get a few highlights, something that hasn't been done since I've been doing this. So I hope you will enjoy this episode of the High School Football Blitz. And we're also going to give you the rankings this week, because there has been a shakeup in the rankings. So without further ado, let's just go ahead and get started with the scoreboard show and the highlights as well, too. First, the question I've asked is, what is the mental psyche of one Bishop Carroll, who came off of a beating to Derby the previous week? And if they were looking to get well, this wasn't the week to do it, as they traveled to take on the Blue Jays of Junction City. And they were not gracious hosts, as they clipped the wings of the Bishop Carroll Eagles by the score of 41-7. Valley Center knocked off Campus by the score of 42-14. Liberal disposed of Dodge City 21-7, while Kansas City Sumner gets past Wyandotte 33-20. And it seems like the more I'm looking at these Wyandotte scores, it appears as if Wyandotte is beginning to play a little bit more competitively. As a matter of fact, I think they won a couple of games thus far this season. So it seems like something is taking place at Wyandotte, and it could be the start of something special, as that school was once a powerhouse. I knew they were a powerhouse basketball program, but it seemed like their football team is starting to improve a little bit. So we'll keep an eye on that program. And within the city, we had Wichita South Titans taking on the North High Red Hawks. Of course, we all know, if you went to North High, the saying goes, once a Redskin, always a Redskin. And in a game of interest around here, coming in, they were ranked number one in Class 6A, the Northwest Grizzly, taking on the Wichita East Blue Aces, who are looking to fly high. So how did that game turn out? Well, we're going to take a look, listen to that.
And the Grizzlies looking the part of a championship contender more and more, and stay in the City League this week. the game against East, the Aces. After a signature win with two early losses on the record, we didn't expect maybe this great of a game.
You know, and these two schools are rivals. They were amped up. You know, East getting into that rivalry. Look at the little showmanship there. No handshakes out of the gate. Northwest comes in at 3-0. Bad blood there. East comes out firing, though. Clicking on the first drive. It's Deontay Mitchell scrambling. Gets a block. Piles into the end zone. Aces on the board first. Northwest missed a field goal in the first. Then it's Mikey Lopez on 4th and 12. That leads to a score 7-7. Remember that missed field goal. Grizzly defense creating a little havoc now. Takari Brown jumps the route. Picks off Mitchell. And gets it back in deep to East territory. East defense, though, stands strong. Fourth and goal, and the Aces come up with a stop, still tied at 7. Northwest back out on offense. Jalen Mason fires to Mikey Lopez for the touchdown in the lead. And, Brandon, we have so much more to go on this one.
Yeah, so we're going to pick this up. Tied at 14 in the third. Jalen Mason runs it in. Grizzlies take the lead. To the fourth, Mason to the air. Chase Carter brings it down, 28.
Catch.
14, 8 minutes of play. I mean, what's East got left in the tank? Well, Deontay Mitchell takes this one over.
In the tank.
From his own 35, this is the very next play, folks. 65 yards on the gas. They are back within two. And then another two-point try after this touchdown from Deontay Mitchell, 28-28. So we're on the final play of the game. That's a botched snap on a field goal. And MJ White
You gotta be kidding me.
I put the team on my back, though. And he runs, gets in the pylon. There's a little discussion between officials. The touchdown stands. So East goes on the road, 20 unanswered points, and they stun the top-ranked Grizzlies, our number one team in Class 6A. Does it get any better than that?
That's so much fun, and you know Northwest will be right back where they need to be next week. Good for East. Big win. Biggest win for them in a while. All right.
So, yeah, there you have it. Wichita East knocks off the Northwest Grizzlies by the score of 34-28. Olathe East beats Lawrence by the score of 24-6. Olathe West beats Olathe Northwest 20-7. Olathe South has no problem disposing of Shawnee Mission West by the score of 56. Olathe North cruises past Shawnee Mission South by the score of 54-31. I guess you could say that's pretty much a high scoring affair right there. And we are having some glitches going on right now with our scoreboard. So I tell you what I'm going to do while we figure this out. I'm going to take a brief break. And hopefully we can get this well. Maybe we don't have to take that break. Yes, we are going to have to take that break. So we're going to go ahead and take a break right here. And hopefully when I come back, we can figure things out. So you listen to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast with your host and conductor, Anthony Smith, as we take an unscheduled break while we figure out some computer glitches. So don't you go nowhere. We'll be right back. It is the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. It is the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast, your host and conductor, Anthony Smith. It's time for us all to grow together. So, if you would like to have your ad ran on the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast, simply reach out to me at a.trainsportstalk@gmail.com or at 316-553-2010. Or, if you would like to sponsor a segment, you can also reach me at a.trainsportstalk@gmail.com
or 316-553-2010. So let's grow together. It is the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast, your host and conductor, Anthony Smith.
And now, back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. Welcome back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. Your host and your conductor, Anthony Smith. As I said, we had to take a break and figure out some glitches that were going on, and I believe we have things worked out. So, glad you're on board with me, because I am enjoying you on this ride with me as we bring you all the high school scores and some highlights as things are shaping up. And like I said, there was a definite shakeup, as you heard prior to me going to that break, that Northwest was defeated. They fell victim at the hands of Wichita East, which Wichita East is no team to overlook, regardless of who you are. You cannot overlook this team. They come to play. I remember when East was a dominant team once upon a time. So they look like they're getting their mojo back, getting their swag back. So where we left off at, I believe the last score I gave you was Olathe West beating Olathe Northwest 20-7. Olathe South knocks off Shawnee Mission West 50-6. Right, Olathe North also knocked off Shawnee Mission South 54-31. High scoring game. So that brings us to Shawnee Mission East versus Shawnee Mission North. They beat them by the score of 28-20. Raymore Peculiar, Missouri, venturing back against schools here in the state of Kansas. I'm noticing this second week in a row I've seen them on a schedule, as they knocked off Blue Valley North by the score of 21-6. And then we have Blue Valley West going into Staley, Missouri, and giving them a defeat by the score of 21-7. Lee Summit, North Missouri, comes in to Blue Valley Northwest, beats them by the score of 34-22. Blue Springs, Missouri, travels into Blue Valley and walks out defeated, as Blue Valley comes away with the 22-15 victory. Washburn Rural hands Manhattan a 35-28 beating. Free State boat races Shawnee Mission Northwest by the score of 41-12. Now we look at 5A. That was 6A. We take a look now at 5A. As Goddard Eisenhower disposes of Andover Central by the score of 41-17. Pittsburgh gets past Fort Scott 42-22. And apparently, let me kind of back things up a little. Well, here we go. We do have highlights from that Eisenhower game. As we are queuing that up right now, it was pretty much all Goddard Eisenhower, as they had no problem disposing of Andover Central, as you heard the score, 41-17.
First time in school history. now 3-0 after they beat Valley Center. Their record continues to just break itself. Like last week, another opponent unbeaten to this point, Andover Central, the Jags and Tigers, both proving so far this year they are capable of winning close games.
Could another be on the horizon? Let's go to the highlights and find out. First drive for the Tigers. 4th and 3 is where we're going to start. Quarterback Derek Morgan goes long, firing a touchdown pass to Alex Rich in the back of the end zone. Some toe drag swag and makes it a 7-0 lead. Central gets on the board in the first drive. Drill Wilborn takes it to the upright, 7-3 Ike. But then the Tigers offense goes on a run. Lucas Dickman literally on the run all the way to the house for 6. 2-score lead for the Blue. Later on, Morgan connecting with Hayden Nall for the score. Heisenhower leading 20-3 at this point. But later on, 4th down for the Jags. The offense in desperate need of points. Quarterback Jace Jefferson escapes pressure, scrambling to his left, throws it to Logan Taggart. Marvelous grab in the back of the end zone. Eisenhower led 27-10 at the half, and they went 41-17, and that means they are 4-0 for the first time in school history. Joe Baker in Goddard joins us with more.
Heading into tonight, two undefeated teams going head-to-head here in Goddard. It's Eisenhower winning 41-17 over Andover Central, continuing their perfect season. The Tigers' offense was clicking on all cylinders. Quarterback Derek Morgan made big throws all night long, including a touchdown on 4th down in the game's opening drive. Running back Lucas Dickman was a force on the ground for the Tigers, with multiple rushing scores in the victory. The Tigers moved to 4-0 on the season and continue to impress in 5A.
Putting themselves in this position to be where they are, you know, just, God, hats off to my seniors and leadership and our guys battling through injuries. You know, their hard work, they're seeing it pay off.
Great team performance. Everyone played a part. We were firing on all cylinders, and we did exactly what we wanted to do and showed everyone.
I think we can make it a long way, especially in the playoffs. I mean, historically, we haven't been that great in the playoffs, but this year is going to change.
In Goddard, Joe Baker, 12 News.
And yeah, those were the highlights once again from Goddard Eisenhower and Andover Central. Once again, the victor, Goddard Eisenhower, with a 41-17 victory. There is one score I believe I overlooked some kind of way, which I am trying to get back up to that score, or maybe it will come up later on. When it does, I'll have it ready for you. It would be the Derby Hutch game, but we're gonna go on with the scoreboard here. Pittsburgh beats Fort Scott 32-22, as I already mentioned. Capen played host to Battle Missouri, and they were not such a gracious host as they knocked them off by the score of 48-21. Mays went into Salina South. They had to get that bad taste out of their mouth from the previous week as they mauled Salina South by the score of 45-13. Mays South was also on the road up to Newton, and they were not too nice either, as they went into Newton and derailed the Railers by the score of 42-14. And those Mustangs from Salina Central squeaked past Andover by the score of 22-21. Blue Valley Southwest rolled past Spring Hill in a high-scoring affair by the score of 63-35. In a one-sided game, DeSoto knocks off Leavenworth by the score of 50-7. Lansing gets past Topeka Seaman 28-21. Baser Linwood boat races Shawnee Heights 42-14. Great Bend, that's right, they welcomed in Wichita Southeast. That is, if you want to call it a welcome. And it was their homecoming game, and it wasn't anything nice, as we also take you to the highlights of this game as well. And if you are a Southeast fan, these highlights are not for the faint at heart. While we're queuing it up, I will let you know that Highland Park knocked off KC Harmon by the score of 40-6. Now for those highlights.
East. Homecoming in Great Bend tonight. The Cody Miller Show began for the Panthers early. Senior gets all the touches on the first drive. This one, just sets up a little 2-yard run. We're 4 minutes in and they're up 7-0. Miller again, this time from 3 yards out, way back there. The Panthers pull ahead 14-0 late in the first. Someone else's turn. How about Daxton Minton to Jacob Hall, who takes it 31 yards to the house on that. Well, yeah. A little trickery on the next one. Daxton behind the line to Maddox Spray. And then Ian Creamer wide open. A little double pass there, 30 yards. Buffs fumble the punt in, and that means less than a minute. Lights are going up. Scares me every time. Miller again. 157 yards on the night for him, 4 touchdowns. I said in the night. That's in the first half. Panthers roll. They get the big win.
Oh, this.
The world.
Yep. Like I said, it wasn't pretty. As Great Bend blanks Southeast, homecoming night by the score of 55-0. Here's the game right here. A game that had a lot of hype surrounding it, a lot of build up to it. Kind of a revenge game, so to speak. It was Derby Panthers, and it seemed like they're getting their stride right about now. Went to Hutch. And it was said that if there was a time that Hutch could probably pull it off, it would have to be this year. Anyway, once again, Derby goes in to Hutch. Game hyped up. Must watch game. And let's see how this one turned out.
Everyone now with 4 games in the rear view, 4 more to go to determine those playoff positions, and a few big ones on the slate tonight. We start you with our game of the week in Hutchinson. The Salt Hawks hosting the Derby Panthers after a few dominant wins last year. The Salt Hawks started to close the gap, losing by a touchdown. This year's team has a pretty special defense. Derby, as usual, the offense that can match it on any given night. We saw them beat Carroll, remember, 56-14.
Yeah, man, who gets the advantage, though? This is an interesting one. Top 10 matchup here. First drive of the game, well, Derby's going to strike first. All the way down on a long drive to the goal line, Braxton Clark finishes the job untouched on the option, in for 6. Panthers up, still in the first, driving again, and this will help. Boy, we've seen those Derby backs with speed. Oh, nice defensive play.
Something
there
in the water.
60 yards there for Derek Hubbard, but they'll finish it off. They get the job done. Salt Hawk defense making it tough, though. Clark looking for something. That was Mason Jones on the blitz and sack, but the Panthers do get the drive finished off. Clark into the end zone. Ball batted around. Falls into the hands of Rowan Foster. Hot potato. Derby looks good through half one. They were up 20-2. Second half now. There's the big tight end. Desaun Brame on the crosser. He does the rest after that. Big time play. Slams the door on Hutch. They take it 27-17. And Derby looks back, Brandon.
Yep. Now we have TJ Cleland up in Hutch. TJ. This is one that Derby looked like they were just ready for, and they take down Hutch on the road.
Yeah, hey guys, on paper before this game, you know, Hutch went to Derby last year, nearly beat him, lost by a touchdown on the road to a really good Derby team. So it felt like if there was ever going to be a year that Hutch was going to get over that hump and top Derby, it was going to be this year based on how the Salt Hawks looked coming into this one. But they knew before the game coming into it that if they want to beat a team like the Derby Panthers, they've got to play a perfect game, because when you give them an inch, they're going to take a mile. A little bit of mental mistakes by the Salt Hawks in this one against a well-coached team, and Derby's never going to fly. And then if you just literally give them an inch with the athletes that they have on this team, they might actually take a mile. You saw all those big chunk plays there by Hubbard and Desaun Brame as well. So there was a lot of questions about this Derby team before the season, who they would be without that loaded senior class that included Dylan Edwards. But after that week one loss to Manhattan, they've looked like they've been back, like Jacob said. Big win over Bishop Carroll last week and a win tonight over a good Hutch team. Seems like momentum's heading back in the Panthers' favor and could be another team to compete late in 6A. Shocker, it's the Derby Panthers. I talked to that big tight end, Desaun Brame, after the game to see how they're feeling after this one.
Everyone on this team is really playmakers, and everyone that gets the ball in their hands is going to do good. So
we were really prepared coming to this game. We knew they were a physical team, their offense and both defense. So we were really excited to see another good team win. From week one to week four is definitely a big difference. So,
like I said, those new names that we're hearing just proven that they are legit, and Derby seems legit as well. Guys.
And there you have it, as Derby knocks off Hutchinson by the score of 20-17. Some more scores in 5A as Garden City squeaks past Hayes by the score of 24-21. Gardner Edgerton boat races Mill Valley by the score of 49-10. And Topeka trying to keep pace with Gardner Edgerton. They hold Emporia to 10, but they score 10 less than Edgerton by beating Emporia by the score of 39-10. And in a closely contested game, Wichita Heights barely gets past Wichita West by the score of 13-12. So I tell you what I am going to do right here. I am going to take a break. And when I come back, I will definitely have some more for you, as the train here is just now building up ahead of steam right here, the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. So what you do, don't you dare go nowhere. We will be right back. So stay here on the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. Your host and conductor, Anthony Smith. Need a haircut? Do like me. Go to 256 North Topeka, Midtown Barbershop. Two seasoned veteran barbers on duty, Malcolm and Tony. Whatever you need done, they can do it. You may walk in one way, but by the time they get through, you'll walk out looking like brand new money. That's at Midtown Barbershop, in the heart of the city, with the city at heart. Tony and Malcolm, Midtown Barbershop. Tell them the A-Train sent you. And now, back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. Welcome back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. That's right, it's your host, your conductor, Anthony Smith, giving you all the scores of high school football all across the state of Kansas. Like I say, this train is always building up ahead of steam. And the other thing I always say, this is your number one podcast throughout the state of Kansas without any data to back it up. I just say it, and it is. Why is it number one? Because I don't care if it's one person listening, 10 people listening, 110, or 1,010. At the moment that you take the time to listen to this podcast, you have at that moment made it number one. So with that being said, I simply say thank you for taking the time to listen. That being said, let's get back into some more scores. I hope you're enjoying the ride on the train thus far. You know, this whole podcast just might simply be dedicated to all high school football across the state of Kansas. Usually I aim to get you the high school scores and the college top 25, but I think today this will just be aimed toward nothing but the high school football blitz. Let them have their moment. In the words of Coach Prime, let the high school teams have their shine on. So this is their moment. Their moment alone. So I hope you will enjoy it. So as we get back into these scores, now we move into 4A as Bueller dominates Winfield by the score of 41-7. And McPherson, those bull pups, cruises past Circle, or they run circles around Circle, by the score of 32-16. Wellington gets past Labatt County, 46-24. Rose Hill boat races Mulvane, 35-14. Augusta pitches a shutout against El Dorado by the score of 48-0. Chanute, a little old town I'm somewhat familiar with, gets past Ulysses by the score of, lost my score there, by the score of 20-8. Rockhurst, Missouri plays host to Bishop Mee Age and comes out victorious by the score of 21-14. Aquinas beats St. James Academy by the score of 21-6. Lewisburg boat races Bonner Springs 45-8. Atchison likewise with Kansas City Schlegel beats them 54-8. Tonganoxie rolls past Paola 49-21. Ottawa squeaks past Eudora 17-14. Kansas City Piper pitches the shutout against Topeka West 34-0. And Coffeyville one-ups KC Piper by blanking Independence 35-0. Wamego steamrolls Kansas City, Washington 53-6. Goddard has no problem disposing of Ark City by the score of 45-13. Now we move into 3A scores as Larned cruises past Nickerson 56-12. Scott City disposes of Thomas More Prep 30-0. Clay Center hammers Hiawatha 75-13. Marysville, I believe this is their second win in a row. We've got to get that coach on the line here. Gets past Concordia 23-6. So things are looking positive in Marysville as opposed to the last time I talked to a few residents there in Marysville. So things are looking up. Hopefully that town is getting out supporting their team. Heston cruises past Trinity 49-14. Cheney blanks Pratt 49-0. Andale, the streak just goes on and goes on and goes on. And I'm going to do a special on them, too, because they are not just known in the state of Kansas. They're known on a national level because of their win streak. Anyway, they smoked Smoky Valley by the score of 74-0. Collegiate has no problem with Clearwater, beating them 55-8. Holcomb handles Goddard. No, that's Goodland. I'll take that back. Matter of fact, they went out 17 miles from the Kansas-Colorado border to administer a beatdown on Goodland by the score of 55-14. Hugoton beats Colby by the score of 27-6. Columbia, in a low-scoring affair, gets past Galena 12-8. Santa Fe Trail rolls past Baldwin 44-27. Prairie View has no problem with Burlington, beating them by the score of 44-19. Frontenac gets past Girard by the score of 26-12. Houghton 32, Perry LeCompton 12. Anderson County Garnett loses to Iota 16-6. Wellsville steamrolls past Osawatomie 56-6. Topeka Hayden blanks Jefferson West 64-0. Parsons declaws the Tigers of Baxter, declaws the Lions of Baxter Springs 58-0. Abilene cruises past Chapman 33-6. And Bishop Ward has no problem cruising past KC Turner 27-8. Moving into 2A now. Southeast of Saline blanks Halstead 24-0. Ellsworth 43, Hillsboro 15. Haven pitches the shutout against Lyons, 44-0. Hoisington has no problem with Southwestern Heights, 63-6. Kingman beats Douglas, 44-6. Golden Plain blanks Chaparral by the score of 49-0. In another shutout, Rossville has no problem with Atchison County Effingham, blanking them 70-0. Seemed like a lot of teams scored 70 points over the weekend, from high school to college to NFL. Ouch. Lakin, 44. Cimarron, 20. Sabetha, 28. Minneapolis, 6. Beloit cruises past Russell, 30-12. Humboldt gets past Council Grove, 14-7. You can get to Council Grove right off of 177. Kansas 177 to be exact. Nemaha Central shuts out Horton, 69-0. In another shutout, Osage City blanks Eureka, 61-0. Neodache, another little town I used to run through, cruises past West Franklin, 48-12. Pleasant Ridge, 55. Mower Hill, 16. In a low-scoring affair, Norton Community comes out on top of Pittsburgh by the score of 14-6. Riverton boat races Fredonia, 57-6. Caney Valley gets past Cherryvale, 42-6. Silver Lake, 38. Rock Creek, 35. And in another somewhat closely contested game, rounding out 2A, Raleigh County gets past Royal Valley by the score of 20-13. Now looking at 1A. Centralia cruises past Troy 35-6. Sterling gets past Emmon 35-18. Conway Springs, in a somewhat back and forth high scoring affair, so to speak, gets past Medicine Lodge 40-34. Opie, yes, Opie gets past Pleasanton. I'm pretty sure they're thinking what nothing pleasant about it. Opie comes away with the victory, 28-12. Sacred Heart blanks Belle Plaine, 40-0. Smith Center squeaks past, I mean squeaks past Wabansee, 16-14. Valley Heights blanks Republic County, 52-0. St. Mary's steamrolls Oskaloosa, 57-6. Jefferson County North, no problem with McLeod, 52-6. Jackson Heights rolls past Riverside, 36-7. Mission Valley cruises past Valley Falls, 36-8. Central Heights has no problem with Uniontown, blanking them, 27-0. Cedric has no problem disposing of Blue Stem, beating them 53-6, while Marion cruises past Remington, 36-13. Plainville boat races Oakley, 53-6. Hutch Trinity cruises past Ellenwood by the score of 35-8. Pittsburgh Colgan, no problem blanking Cherokee Southeast, 53-0. Ellsworth beats Stanton County, 57-20. Jayhawk Lynn puts the 70 spot on Northern Heights, beating them 70-6, while Erie gets past Armour Northeast, which is just up the road from Pittsburgh, by the score of 56-22. We're going to take a look at the 8-man Division 1 scores. After this break, and I will be right back, and I will look at 8-man Division 1, 8-man Division 2, and 6-man. So don't you go nowhere. It is the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast, your host and your conductor, Anthony Smith.
Mr. Max Market, formerly known as P&P, is fully stocked for all your grocery needs. We carry the largest selection of hot links in Wichita, including the world-famous Oklahoma links from Mountain View and Rogers, Kansas links from Yoder, Colorado links from Gold Star, as well as national brands such as Siegel and Dietz. Our meat department stocks ribs, pork butts, pork chops, brisket, hams, chicken, hamburger meat, oxtails, buffalo fish, whole catfish and fillets, and much more. In season, we stock hard-to-find produce such as red, yellow, orange, and purple meat, watermelon, cantaloupe, melons, tomatoes, corn, greens, okra, and more. We have a huge selection of fish fry, seasonings, sauces, and rubs, including the full lines of Louisiana and Slap Ya Mama products. In addition, we have all grocery staples including flour, sugar, bread, butter, cheese, snacks, milk, canned goods, candy, snacks, and drinks.
You're listening to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. Buckle up and enjoy the ride.
Yeah, I know. Every time I hear this music, it just does something, you know, related to football. What more can I say? It just does something, and it hits different. It just reminds you so much of football. Being in the stands, hearing the band cranking up, band rocking, the crowd is into it, the home team is opening up a can of you-know-what. It just resonates all things football. So I hope you are enjoying the sounds of the band as well as I am too. So, well, we're back to give you these scores. We now look at 8-man Division I as South Gray in a high scoring affair loses to Spearville by the score of 50-40. Pratt Skyline shuts out Ness City 46-0. The Cross boat races Kiowa County 56-6. Quintner cruises past Decatur Community 44-6. Mound Ridge blanks Pretty Prairie 48-0. West Elk 64, Sedan 30. And let me scroll back up as my computer is trying to have another little glitch. There we go. Madison cruises past Maranatha Academy 60-14. Linden gets past, and I hope I pronounced this right, Kyra Parvell Latin 58-30. Cedarville Dexter boat races Flint Hills 52-6. Clifton Clyde does the same in Washington County by the score of 54-6. Chase County shuts out Burlingame 46-0. Lincoln shuts out Rock Hills by the score of 54-0. El Saline cruises past Bennington 56-22. Trago Community shuts out Maxville 46-0. Little River steamrolls Solomon 54-8. Harrington has no problem with Gossel as they squeak past them 40-34. South Sumner shuts out Udall 52-0. Oswego, I got to give it up. Oswego, Matt Fowler. Yes, that's a friend of mine. I visited with him face to face, and I've had him on the show here several times. And I just look for great things to happen with our friendship as he gets me in touch with some other great coaches in the area as we shine a light on eight-man football as well, too. Burton Central has no problem with Attica Argonne beating them 44-12. Oxford steamrolls Independent 64-14. Hoxie shuts out Stockton 66-0. Atwood, Rawlins County, no problem with Hill City, 54-6. Meade humbles Sublette by the score of 68-18. Now we look at eight-man Division II. Central Christian rolls past Fairfield, 52-6. Kenton Galvin, no problem with Norwich, 68-14. Colony Crest cruises past Hartford, 66-20. Lebo, 42. St. Paul, 14. Mineola, 60. Buckland, 32. Sylvan Lucas blanks Otis Bison, 46-0. Thunder Ridge cruises past Logan Palco, 62-26. South Central blanks Stafford, 48-0. Axtell has no problem with Lynn, beating them 56-6. Marmarton Valley blanks Marias Des Singas Valley 60-0. Frankfort cruises past Donovan West by the score of 56-6. Blue Valley Randolph loses to Hanover 38-14. Kinsley cruises past South Barber in somewhat of a shootout 56-30. Victoria blanks Central Plains 48-0. Hodgman County 58, Dighton 30. Wallace County blanks Wheatland Grinnell 65-0. Rural Vista hangs a loss on Wakefield by the score of 52-2. If you ever go to Wakefield, know that they do have some entertainment there. They have a very beautiful lake, river, body of water. Good fishing out there. Wakefield's a nice little old place to go on a boat outing and some fishing. Just wanted to give some plug there. Been there a few times, so just wanted to give a shout out to the people in Wakefield for having a nice community out there. Moving right along with the scores. Wichita County shuts out St. John Hudson by the score 52-0. St. John's Tipton cruises past Pike Valley 58-22. And Elkhart has no problem with Setanta 56-8. That rounds out eight-man Division II. Now we look at the scores from six-man. As six-man is slowly but surely expanding throughout the state. Burton blanks Chase 53-0. Waverly 45, Century 0. Ashland 56, Deerfield 8. And this definitely had to have been a forfeit as Weskin gets the 2-0 victory over Rolla. And this was a game that was played. Cunningham shuts out Tescott 50-0. Bird City Chelan cruises past Northern Valley 54-6. And in an identical score, South Coffey beats Southern Cloud 54-6. Chautauqua cruises past Altoona Midway 62-13. Seems like to me Chautauqua used to play eight men. I may be wrong, but it seemed like I used to see that name in eight men scores. I may be corrected. Now we can say we went to a six man football game, and a basketball game broke out as Peabody Burns races past Piney Heights 76-58. Tribune gets past Golden Plains 53-37. Ingalls shuts out Moscow 58-0. And Tri-Plains Brewster shuts out Western Plains by the score of 48-0. So now, what I'm going to do is I am going to actually do something a little bit different, at least for my next segment, I'm going to get you set up with some of the games in the area, maybe come back with the high school rankings. I am giving you a show, and like I say, it's dedicated to Kansas high school football, all right here on the A-Train Sports Talk podcast. So, don't you go nowhere. Train is building up ahead of steam. It's the A-Train Sports Talk podcast. Anthony Smith, be right back.
Mr. Max Market, formerly known as P&P Seed and Bait, is fully stocked for all your pet needs. We carry Victor, Bully Max, Diamond Value Pack, and many more brands. In addition, we carry collars, chains, and any pet supplies you may need, including grooming supplies and dog shots. Make sure to like us on social media.
You're listening to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. Buckle up and enjoy the ride.
Welcome back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. We come back in hard, we come back in hot, and we come back in slamming on this segment. We are going to, like I say, this is all things Kansas high school football. You got the high school football blitz. And now we're going to get you set up so you'll know what games are taking place this coming up week. That way you have a choice. It's kind of like a buffet of games to choose from as we go into week number 5. So starting out in Class 6A, we have Olathe West going up against Shawnee Mission Northwest. Northwest takes on Topeka. And we have Campus against Derby, Wichita Heights against Wichita South, Lawrence Free State against Shawnee Mission North, Olathe East against Olathe Northwest, Olathe North taking on Gardner-Edgerton, Shawnee Mission North taking on Lawrence, Blue Valley Northwest taking on Blue Valley Northwest, Shawnee Mission West taking on Shawnee Mission East, Washburn Rural taking on Junction City, and Capon takes on Wichita Southeast. Blue Valley Southwest takes on Blue Valley Northwest. Emporia travels to Manhattan. Mill Valley going up against Olathe South, and you have Liberal against Garden City. In 5A, you have Lansing going up against Topeka West. Andover Central takes on Goddard. KC Schlegel against KC Sumner. Ulysses travels to Hayes. Baser Linwood takes on Leavenworth, while Casey Piper goes to Kansas City Turner. Ottawa travels to Spring Hill, while Paola travels to Pittsburgh. Shawnee Heights takes on DeSoto. Kansas City, Missouri, Lincoln Prep travels to Highland Park. Wichita East takes on Wichita West, who gave Heights everything they wanted and then some came up short. Dodge City travels to Great Bend in what should be a good game. Wichita North takes on Bishop Carroll, Kansas City Harmon, goes up against Kansas City Wyandotte. And look like we're having some technical issues again, so let me see if I can maneuver this screen, so to speak. So I can pull my scores back. There we go. Valley Center travels to Salina Central, and Salina South travels to Hutchinson. Mays South takes on Mays for the Battle of Mays, and Goddard Eisenhower travels up to Andover to keep that streak going. Now we take a look at 4A. Circle travels to Augusta. El Dorado goes to Wellington. Winfield takes the journey to McPherson. Mulvane takes on Bueller. We have Abilene traveling to Rose Hill. Rockhurst, Missouri comes in to take on Aquinas. Eudora travels to Lewisburg, and St. James goes up against St. Pius X. Fort Scott travels to Labette County. Tonganoxie takes on Blue Springs. Independence travels to Chanute. Wamego, fresh off of their victory, travels to Coffeyville. Kansas City, Washington takes on Atchison. Blue Valley goes up against Bishop Miege, and Newton travels to Ark City. In 3A, Hoisington goes up against Pratt. Rock Creek travels to Marysville. We're going to see if Marysville can keep that streak going. Southeast of Saline travels to Clay Center. Smoky Valley travels to Cheney. Chapman comes in to Wichita to take on Collegiate. Nickerson, only way I know to say this, will be the sacrificial lamb for the Andale Indians, as Andale looks to keep their streak going. Clearwater travels to Wichita Trinity. Scott City goes to Hugleton. Concordia travels to Hiawatha, as Colby comes to take on Holcomb. Blue Springs goes up against Galena. Columbus takes on Frontenac. Osawatomie travels to Santa Fe Trails. Bishop Ward will be going into Wellsville. Iola takes on Burlington. Prairie View travels to Girard. Baldwin travels to Anderson County Garnett. Houghton plays host to Royal Valley. And Perry Lecompton travels to Topeka Hayden. Now we take a look at 2A, as Troy goes up against Mower Hill. Hillsboro takes on Halstead. Lions against Ellsworth. Larned against Cimarron. We have Hayden against Garden Plain, as Chaparral travels to Douglas. Silver Lake takes on Rossville. Raleigh County takes on Sabetha. Beloit goes up against Phillipsburg. Minneapolis goes up against Horton. Neodache travels to Council Grove. Nice little old journey. I have to know where the boat thumb is, so I know it's a nice little old journey. Atchison County Effingham goes up against Pleasant Ridge. Thomas More Prep travels to Russell. Humboldt travels into Eureka. Cherryville travels to Fredonia. Lakin goes up against Southwestern Heights. Heston takes on Kingman. Goodland travels to Norton Community. Parson travels to Riverton, while Jefferson West goes up against Nemaha Central. In 1A, you have Syracuse against Stanton County. Armour Northeast goes up against Pittsburgh Colgan. Conway Springs against Ellenwood, Medicine Lodge, and Sterling. Republic County against Waubonsie, Belle Plaine against Marion. Sacred Heart travels to Valley Heights. Valley Falls travels to St. Mary's. Jackson Heights goes up against Centralia. Jefferson County North goes up against Oskaloosa. Emmon travels to Hutch Trinity. Uniontown goes up against Erie. Remington travels to Blue Stem, while Ellis goes to Plainville. Cherokee Southeast entertains Pleasanton, while Oakley entertains the Indians from Smith Center. Onaga travels into Riverside. Central Heights goes up against Jayhawk Glen. Mission Valley travels to McLeod, and Northern Heights goes up against OP. Now we look at the game slate of games on tap for eight-man Division One. The Cross goes up against Pratt Skyline. Flint Hills takes on West Elk. Chase County goes up against Maranatha Academy. Cedarvale Dexter travels to Yates Center. Madison takes on Linden. Washington County entertains Remington as Kyer Paravel Latin takes on Burlingame. Clifton Clyde takes on Lincoln. Udall hosts Burden Central. Trago Community hosts Kiowa County. Maxville plays host to Ness City. Sublette goes up against Elkhart. South Great takes on Meade. Atwood Rawlins County takes on Stockton while Wichita County plays Spearville. Gossel goes up against Solomon as El Saline takes on Rock Hill. Harrington plays against Pretty Perry, and my good friend Matt Fowler and his Oswego Indians take on Sedan. Independent hosts Attica Argonia. Oxford goes up against South Sumner. Hill City travels to Quintner. Decatur Community plays against Hoxie. Now we look at eight-man Division Two, as Kinsley travels to Central Christian. Kenton Galva travels to Fairfield. Axtell plays host to Blue Valley Randolph. St. Paul goes up against Colony Crest. Otis Bison takes on Dighton. Buckland goes up against Hodgman County. Lakeside travels to Thunder Ridge. Satanta goes up against Mineola. Wallace County plays host to St. Francis. Stafford plays host to St. John Hudson. Logan Palco hosts Wheatland Grinnell. Frankfort takes on Lynn. Marmarton Valley plays host to Hartford, while Lebo plays host to Marias Desingas Valley. Norwich plays host to Rural Vista. Donovan West hosts Hanover. South Central goes up against South Barber. Central Plains goes up against Sylvan Lucas. Wakefield travels to Pike Valley, and St. John's Tipton takes on Osborne. Now we look at six-man. As Deerfield travels to Moscow, Deer Trail County goes up against Weskin. Cunningham plays host to Pawnee Heights. Rolla plays host to Ashland. Burton entertains Tescott, while Southern Cloud entertains Chase. Chautauqua goes up against Waverly. Peabody Burns travels to South Coffee County. Northern Valley goes to Tri-Plains Brewster. Altoona Midway goes to Ingalls. West Plains open up their doors for Garden Plains, the Battle of the Plains. And Bird City Chelan travels to Tribune. So there you have everything. All the scores. The games that are coming up this week. So you have a lot to choose from. Hope you have enjoyed this podcast, the A-Train Sports Talk podcast. Like I said, you guys make it number one in the state of Kansas. Because whenever you take out the time to listen, at that time, it's number one. So I want to say, again, thank you. Hope you have enjoyed the ride on the A-Train Sports Talk podcast. As we get ready to bring this train into the station, I've enjoyed being your host. I've enjoyed being your conductor. And look here, if you want to sponsor a segment or have a commercial ad ran on this station, just simply reach out to me at a.trainsportstalk@gmail.com or give me a call at 316-553-2010. I guarantee you I will have the lowest price. If you want to sponsor a segment, such as like the Coach's Corner, it's only $4.99 a month, or you can pay a one-time fee up front, and we'll make sure your spot gets ran. Or if you want to have a commercial ran, it's $9.99 a month. All that right here on the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. Your host and conductor, Anthony Smith. Until the next time, take care of yourself. Be blessed. Get out and enjoy some high school football. Those of you listening, get out and support the kids that are playing the games, that are entertaining you, the fans. I'm out.